The gospel for this morning is found in the book of Matthew. It is the second chapter, verses 1 to 12. As it is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would invite you, as you're able, to stand in reverence and respect for the reading and the hearing of the word. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we have observed his star in the east, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you found him, bring me word so I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star, as they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw where the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left to their own country by another road. This, beloved, is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us join our hearts in prayer. O light of the world, shine on us that we may make good choices this year, that we might look to you before we make any choice, holding precious and sacred the gift that you've given us, as we give it to the world. May the words of my mouth, the thoughts and meditations of each of our hearts be found pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer, our Christ. Amen. If you have attended one of the pastor's Bible studies over the last semester, you kind of understand that I love Facebook memes. I'm always sharing the meme of the week kind of with them. One of my favorite new memes for this season has been the one where the wise women show up, not with gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but with diapers, formula, and wine. Now that's truly wise. But today we do remember the wise men, the Magi, and their journey that took them following a star. The wise men have arrived. Finally, it's now at least 2 years later. Thankfully, Mary and Joseph, who found that they must have liked living in Bethlehem, had found a house to live in and to raise the baby Jesus. The star had been shining all that time, leading the possible kings or astrologers to the place where Jesus dwelled. They're not as astute as wise women would be, for they didn't stop and ask directions at first, but they waited. They waited to the very last minute. Unfortunately, they stopped to ask the wrong person, King Herod. We get why they finally stopped there, of all the places, because they were looking for a king amongst the arms and homes of royalty. But it became the biggest mistake of their lives, and for the lives of the babies 2 years and younger, that they could have ever made. It set Herod on edge. The writer of Matthew states, "When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him." Herod's frightened because there might be a new king on the rise. Herod, you need to understand, loved being king. He was born for this moment. He loved it so much that anyone who spoke against him found the end of their life right before them. He loved it so much he didn't even want to give it up to the heirs, his children who were next in line. So he killed them all. He feared constantly that someone would rise up and say, "You're not the king, I'm the king." To learn of a new king and one who the writers of the Hebrew scriptures lifted up as a ruler, one who would have favor of the people, made Herod quake in his sandals. And it wasn't just Herod. It wasn't just Herod who was frightened. It was all of Jerusalem. They knew their king well. Yes, they understood he was nothing more than a puppet king sent down by Rome to rule over them. But he still had the power. And they knew that he was crazed by such power. And how Rome would always turn the other way, regardless of what he did, because he paid his tribute on time. So fear seized the hearts of the uncertain people of Jerusalem. For all the uncertainty of what Herod might do next in light of a new king rising up, they never dreamt he would be as vile and as wicked as to kill all the male infants 2 years and younger across the land. Well, beloved, we come to a new year, and it is our turn to be frightened. After a glorious Advent and Christmas season where we spoke of hope, peace, joy, and love, we enter a new year, unsure, uncertain of what will be happening before us. And so there's some fear, intimidation, trepidation of what's before us. Why can't we just keep in our PJs in front of our fire with a cup of cocoa in the light of the Christmas tree all year long? Wouldn't that just be great? Because God did not send Jesus into the world for us to sit in our PJs all year long. Jesus came because the world is not as the Creator intended it to be. The world was not reaching for perfection as we say we do as United Methodists. It wasn't moving on to sanctification. It was stuck. And so Jesus had to come and change the way, to transform the world and to show it the way back to the loving arms of Father God. And so you and I have been given a gift this season. And it can be the best or it can be the most frightening. God has given each of us the gift of free will. You didn't know you got that gift, did you? It was stuck behind the tree. Free will is God's gift that we get to choose. We get to choose this gift or reject it. We get to choose God or we choose not. We choose to live like Herod or we choose to be in fear. Oftentimes we tend to choose the wrong thing. And you'll say to me, but isn't the babe, Jesus the Christ, our gift, our real gift? Yes, he is our gift, the gift from God to each of us, but he comes with this attachment, free will. You see, God continues to believe it is best that the children choose or choose not to receive God's gift of salvation, of transformation. Forcing the gift upon us would never make it a gift. It would be a requirement that only brings resentment and at best tolerance, just like the people tolerated Herod. And God will have none of that. There is a choice. I have been wondering if this gift, this free gift of freedom to choose, is not compatible with the gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus that time long ago. The gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are the gifts of our moment, of our time. Even beyond accepting Jesus, we are still imparted the gift of free will to live daily for Him or not to live for Him, to draw others to Him or to draw them to ourselves. You see, for me, free will is like gold. It's the wealth of freedom to choose our own path without manipulation, without coercion. It is the gift of Jesus Christ. It's gold. In those days, gold was the most priceless gift of, and it never lost its value over time. Its value stayed steady, such as does free will. When we make a choice, it stays pretty steady. It is then a priceless matter, this free will, to choose Jesus in our hearts and in our heads. For we are a people who think as we feel and feel as we think, as United Methodists. It takes both to know and to choose. And that's gold. It's then a priceless treasure to us, all over other things that we might need, desire, or think we have to have, for the ability to choose such a treasure as Him. Free will is the frankincense, or the way we are experienced by the people who we live around. You see, people love the smell of frankincense and its cleansing of the air. And so people also can smell a fraud. But as a child of the living God and a follower of the gift, we choose to live in truth and integrity to the gospel that we proclaim, or we don't proclaim. If we do, they will want to know more about it. They will see it as being right and good. The smell will be overwhelmingly pleasant. Or we can just stink up the air with our own choices. Free will is our myrrh, our life, our death. The third gift, myrrh. I've always struggled with that. Here we are celebrating a great day in the life of Mary, Joseph, God, eternity. Jesus is here, and we bring a gift that signifies death. Right off the bat. For that's what myrrh does. It was used to prepare the body for burial. A sign, a foreshadowing for Jesus of what is to come. We have the same choice, beloved. We have our own myrrh to bury and to put down all that is not of Jesus Christ and to allow all that is the breath of life to come through us and for others so that they might know the transforming God in us. It's our choice. We have free will. And it's very frightening right now, for we're called to choose. It's a life-altering choice. But God has given us free will, and so we better be frightened this morning. This is such a powerful gift that could be the life or the death of us. A gift that could build the kingdom of God or bring its destruction on earth, if only for a limited time. God, you see, has chosen you. And God has chosen me to carry the gift of Christ to the world. We are called to shine like the star, the light of heaven, drawing all people, not to us, but to God. Or we can shine for ourselves and watch the world go its own way. Meister Eckhart, a 14th century philosopher, shared a very deep and pondering question once. Why do we assume that God became human only once in incarnation? Not so. God became human here and now, just as He did then. Why is this? So that He might give birth to you as His only begotten son or daughter, to be the light to the nations, to transform the world and bring it back to Almighty God. Or, because of free will, we can choose to do whatever we want. It's frightening. I invite you, my friends, child of God, in this new year to accept the gift of a loving parent freely and be the light he needs you to be in the world that is so dark and so scary in this current day. Receive the treasure and go ahead and freely let God have his way with you. Receive the treasure and choose to go ahead and freely not resist God's grace. Receive the treasure and go ahead and freely yield to God's grace in this new year. Receive the gift and go forward freely to surrender to God's work in your life for his life. It was the movie Indiana Jones and the Cup one. I don't get the titles. There's so many now. Where the knight is sitting there with 1,000 cups or chalices, and Indy must choose the right one. And that is what he tells Indy: choose wisely. Choose the gift of God. And any fear you have will turn to trust and continue in hope, peace, joy, and most assuredly in love. Choose wisely. Choose the God gift. Like the wise ones before, seeking life and direction in a new and unfamiliar land of 2025, let us freely choose to walk in the light of the star of the Christ our Lord as his gift to us and to all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.